Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business women's spotlight magazine. At People You Need to Know, we're proud to promote women in business and give them world-class recognition along the way. Listen in every week as we introduce you to some of the most knowledgeable, helpful, and creative business people in America. Our show today is brought to you by our new official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about the Live Healthy and Thrive Expo, which will be held at the Cobb Galleria Center in Atlanta, Georgia, on June 26th and 27th. We have a special treat for our listeners today. My guest is the famed celebrity chef, Marvin Woods. Marvin is the co-founder of Live Healthy and Thrive Youth Foundation, Incorporated. He travels internationally for personal appearances, cooking demonstrations, and he constantly draws huge audiences. We're honored to have on the phone today Emmy Award-nominated television host, noted cookbook author, and celebrity chef, Chef Marvin Woods. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. How are you doing, Sparkplug?
Absolutely incredible. How about yourself?
I'm fabulous, man. Thanks for asking. I'm happy to be here. I appreciate this opportunity to get on with you.
Well, Marvin, you know, we read about you in newspapers, magazines, see you on TV, just saw you on TV on Sunday night with Sam Crenshaw.
Right.
Oprah loves you. You had a very successful cooking show.
Thank you.
What drives you?
First and foremost, my maker. I'm a spiritual person, so I believe that...
Hey, Marvin?
Yes, sir?
Let me stop you for a minute. For some reason, we're getting a horrible connection.
Okay.
I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, great. Now, I was asking, what drives you?
Yes, so I am driven by the Almighty. I believe that there is definitely a power higher than us, and he has given us tasks. And I think at an early age, I was let know what that task was to be, and it's to affect people's lives. And as a chef and as a presenter, a lecturer, a father, husband, I go out every day and try to change people's lives for the better.
All right. Well, tell us about your upcoming event, the Live Healthy and Thrive Expo.
Yep. It's at Cobb Galleria, June 26th and 27th. This is a health and wellness expo. And basically for 2 days, we will conduct an all-encompassing mind, body, and spirit type of health expo. So, you know, I do this a lot. I'm involved with a lot of nonprofits, et cetera. And this is an event that I feel covers it all. So there will be meditation. There will be yoga. There will be spa treatments, massages. There will be a physical trainer, cooking demonstrations. You know, it's all under one roof, where I don't really see that a lot of times when I – am involved in these type of events. So we wanted to bring the whole cow to the table, if you will. Well, if you're a vegetarian, we wanted to bring all the vegetables to the table.
All right. Well, what can people expect to experience at the Live Healthy and Thrive Expo?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, we have a kids' corner. So this is a family-oriented type of expo, as opposed to a lot of times they're slated towards adults and corporate folks. This is family-oriented. So we definitely want all folks that have kids, watch somebody's kids, or know some kids to definitely come, bring them to the expo. We have a kids' corner. One of our partners is Choices. Choices is a nonprofit organization center helping obesity end in children successfully. So they'll have a whole section themselves where it's interactive. They have, you know, they play games. It's educational. And then on the cooking side, we have a kids' corner where we will actually do kids' cooking demonstrations. The kids will be able to get down and dirty with myself and some other chefs, some other guest chefs that we have coming in. For the adults, we have discussion panels. We have, again, live cooking demonstrations. There's about 75 other sponsors, co-sponsors that will be here. They'll have booths, so it'll be interactive. Everybody will be there representing their business or their entity, if you will. And so, you know, people definitely have a lot of things to do while they're there.
Well, Marvin, I know you kind of answered this a little bit earlier,
yep.
but tell us again, why was it so important to you to develop and participate in an event like this?
Well, you know what? And here's the real deal of this. People of color suffer in health disparities to the utmost degree. They lead in all health disparities in the country, period. And it doesn't just stop there. We as a country, the American people, live a pretty unhealthy lifestyle. So it doesn't matter what your color is. It doesn't matter what your ethnic background is. We are unhealthy people. And I don't think there's enough tools in place to give people the preventive measures to help change the course that we're on. And the course that we're on is very destructive. And so one of the things that I'm very, very passionate about is getting this message to kids. Because there's one thing, if you go to an adult feels, well, I'm an adult and I don't want to change. I'm not going to make a change. A kid doesn't know any better. A child doesn't know any better. So when I go to these schools and I see kids that are overweight to obese, that have diabetes, that have hypertension, and they shouldn't have it, and it's because they don't know any better, what I do is give them the tools to make better choices. And that's what is lacking to me. I'm going to get sick, go to the doctor and get a pill nation. What I want people to understand is you can do some things to prevent getting sick and scale off going to the doctor.
Well, speaking of tools, would you be kind enough to give us a few cooking tips to use in the kitchen?
Of course, definitely. First and foremost, use salt as a seasoning ingredient, but not as the main seasoning ingredient. What I mean by that is one of the things that I talk about all the time is herbs and spices. Herbs and spices is what adds flavor to food, okay? So you can use herbs and spices in an abundance, and it won't affect cholesterol. It won't affect your sugar level. It won't affect your salt level, okay? Then once you season something with herbs and spices, then you use a little bit of salt. And let's talk about salt. So I'm not talking about iodized table salt. I'm talking about sea salt or kosher salt. And the reason why is when you use those are pure forms of salt, okay? When you use a pure form of salt, you use less. When you use a man-made substitute of salt, you use more. So what I try to tell people is instead of going to the store, I call out names. So instead of going to the store and buying Lowry seasoning salt, first of all, you can make your own. But second of all, go to the same aisle and buy some spices without the salt added to it, season your food, and then add a little bit of salt to it. That right there is an easy and simple step that folks can do to really offset hypertension. And we don't do it.
Well, back up a little bit, Marvin. You said something that was pretty deep there. How can you make your own salt?
Well, no, seasoning salt. So you can look at Lowry's. One of the first ingredients in Lowry's is paprika. So you go buy paprika without salt, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can use thyme, rosemary, sage, black pepper. You use what you like. This is what I tell people all the time. You use the seasoning that you like. If you like Mexican food, all you need to do is go find a basic cookbook that displays Mexican-type food. Look at the ingredients that are in there and then you go and make your own spice rub. It's that simple.
Hmm.
It's that simple. But you do it from scratch, and then you get to add the sodium content to the product as opposed to somebody else. Because, what again, we are so overwhelmed in our food with sodium and sugar. And you know, sugar. Let's talk about the sugar for a second. Everything just pretty much has a sweetener in it, and it doesn't need to, but it does. And that's the way we have been, you know, brought up for the most part. That's the way we from the beginning of time, you eat a cereal, it's got sugar in it. Everything has sugar in it. And then it gets to the point where it's not even sugar anymore. It's high fructose corn syrup, which is, again, a man-made substitute for sugar. So I tell people, okay, you know what? If you are having lemonade or sweet tea or whatever, instead of putting sugar in it, use some agave. Use an all-natural sweetener that doesn't spike your sugar, and you'll use less. Second of all, it's good for you in the sense where it's a sweetener and it's all-natural sweetener, as opposed to going and buying white sugar. White sugar is not good for you at all, period.
Mm.
And it will spike your sugar. So if you're a person that's a diabetic and you want to have something sweet, you can use agave. It's not gonna shoot up your sugar level.
Okay, so some of the tips are about salt and sugar. What else do you have for our listeners?
Don't overcook food. There's a lot of people who go, oh, I don't like to cook. And I, you know, first question is, well, why not? Because most of us like to eat, and the ones that don't like to eat, they still have to eat, because if you don't eat, then you die, right? So know your food. So if you're going in the kitchen and you're preparing something, if you know the correct temperature, the optimal temperature to prepare something to, it presents the best flavor and the best taste. So what do I mean? If you got a piece of fish, a 6-ounce piece of fish, 7-ounce piece of fish without a bone, and you cook that piece of fish for more than 7 to 9 minutes, you're overcooking it. So what happens now? Once you overcook it, the texture changes, the flavor dries out, and now you have something that could have been really good, but is now not so enjoyable. And one of the things that happens a lot of times with people when they go in the kitchen, they don't have the basic knowledge and the basic skills that they need to prepare food right. So they get frustrated because they go in the kitchen and they think, okay, I'm going to just throw something together and it's going to be amazing. And 9 times out of 10, it's a hit or miss. They might have got lucky this time and it came out. But then when they go do it again, it's a miss. So learning the basics, temperatures. So chicken, you cook chicken to 165 degrees internal temperature. That's it. You know, some people think, I'm going to cook it extra because I'm killing more bacteria. No, that's not what you're doing. Once it reaches 165 internal degrees, that's it. It's done. So fish, don't overcook the fish. Chicken, don't overcook the chicken. And then the one that really kills or really disturbs people, if you eat red meat, you know, you should eat red meat as red as possible, meaning, you know, beef you eat rare to mid-rare, lamb you eat rare to mid-rare. And the reason why is red meat takes a little bit longer to digest in your system when it comes to, when you compare it to, say, your vegetables, well, which don't take long at all to digest, your protein of chicken, turkey doesn't take that long to digest, and fish doesn't take that long to digest. Red meat takes longer because of the way the composites that builds up red meat. So there's more muscle, more sinews, there's more fat, et cetera, right? So if you cook a piece of red meat past medium, which is roughly 140 to 145 degrees internal temperature, so you go medium to mid well, it takes at least 48 hours to 72 hours to digest that piece of meat. If you eat it rare to mid-rare, it'll take 24 to 36 hours to digest.
Hmm. Okay.
This stuff is basic to me, but it's only basic to me because of what I do for a living. It's not basic to the everyday person. So these are the things that I talk about when I do a lecture, when I go out and teach people and talk to people. Know what you're eating and know how to eat it. Then you can make some choices. You know, because really, if you're going to eat red meat, you should only eat red meat once a week. So once I tell people that they really shouldn't prepare it past medium, then I say, okay, here's your choice. If you want to live in the realm of a healthy existence, then your choice is then you either eat it mid-rare to rare or rare to mid-rare, or you don't eat it at all. That's your choice. But if you don't know, then you walk around and you're oblivious, and then you get sick, and then you go to the doctor, and then you're on medicine. There it is. I mean, that's the vicious circle that we're on right now.
Well, Marvin, a two-part question for you.
Go ahead.
What's the number one thing everyone should have in their kitchen for healthy eating, and what's the number one thing people should get rid of out of their kitchen for poor eating?
Well, the number one thing you should have always is fruits and vegetables, and here's the reason why. Well, let me add to that. Fruits, vegetables, and grains, because each of us should have in consumption between 9 and 13 servings of fruits, grains, and vegetables every day. 9 to 13 servings. Now, this is the other thing that I do in my demos and when I'm out and about and I'm teaching. I'm going to talk briefly about grains. You tell somebody to eat grains. 9 times out of 10, they have no idea what you're talking about. So I show them. So when you talk about whole grains, we're talking about farro, amaranth, quinoa, barley, steel-cut oats, those are all grains. And basically, you prepare them just like you would prepare brown rice, meaning it takes roughly three-part liquid to one-part grain, okay? They're cheaper than rice, and they bring a lot more nutritional value to the table than rice. First of all, white rice brings no nutritional value to the table whatsoever, none, 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 none. Brown rice falls at the bottom of the pole when you stack it up to these other grains that I just mentioned, okay? So that is about the grain. Fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables, you can eat fruits and vegetables raw or cooked. If you're going to cook them, you want to cook them ever so lightly, minute and a half. It's in the pot or in the pan and out. And the reason why is because you want to get the most nutrient and vitamins out of your vegetables, so you don't want to cook them a long period of time. The longer you cook something, the theory is the longer you cook something, the less it has in vitamins and nutrients. So fresh vegetables, fresh fruit, and those grains should be a staple in your house. Getting rid of stuff? Please. I talk to people all the time, and I go, okay, when you leave this demo, and so I'm talking to the folks that are listening to this show. Once this is over, you go to your pantry, you take out everything that's white, white pasta, white flour, white sugar. You take out everything that's processed, all those canned items, and you get rid of them because none of them are good. Anything that's canned has sodium in it, even if they say it's less sodium. So you start with the sodium, and then you work your way through all the other chemicals that are added to keep something in a can for as long as they keep it in a can, okay? There's no nutritional value in canned vegetables, okay? So you get rid of all that. White flour, it's processed, so there's nothing good in that. White sugar, it's processed. There's nothing good in that. White pasta, processed. Nothing good in that.
All right. Well, you know something, we're definitely going to have you back again. But before we bring this interview to a close, tell us about your partnership with the American Heart Association.
Yes, sir. Well, I've been working with the American Heart and Stroke Foundation for about 3 years now. And, again, you know, what I bring to the table is it's a way to bridge the gap. The gap is the general public don't have the knowledge, don't have the wherewithal that I just spoke about. So American Heart and Stroke Foundation, you know, their task is to educate folks and to prevent strokes. And I didn't even know this until I started working with them, but a stroke and a heart attack are two different things. Now, I knew that, but a stroke can be prevented. there are telltale signs of a stroke coming on as opposed to a heart attack. And so what we go out and do is we have a cookbook coming out, and I'm featured in the cookbook. And so there's recipes in the cookbook that eliminates some of the things that bring on strokes.
Let me stop you a second. You said there's some of the telltale signs that a stroke may be coming on. What are some of those telltale signs?
Well, if you're a person that, let's say you don't work out, okay? And if you're a little bit overweight and you are going up steps or what have you and you have shortness of breath, that's a sign that you could be setting yourself up to stroke. What else do we talk about? We talk about, diet. So it's not like you're gonna look in the mirror, and the mirror's gonna look back to you and you say, well, you know what, you should watch out because there's a stroke coming. It's little things that if your diet is a certain way and you don't exercise and you're having problems with, walking a long period of time and you have shortness of breath and these types of things, then you are, in that percentile, in that high percentile of being stroke ridden.
Well, Marvin, before I ask you the next question,
we're
having some issues with your phone again. So whatever it is you just did, we had a clear reception and then it started to act up again. But what I'd like to know next is where can our listeners go to get information if they want to be an exhibitor or just attend the Live Healthy and Thrive Expo?
Well, we have a website, livehealthyandthriveexpo.com, and there's people that work the phones. There's a number there. There's folks that work the phone, and also you could send us an email, and somebody will contact you as well.
All right. Well, celebrity chef Marvin Woods, co-founder of the Live Healthy and Thrive Expo, thanks for being with us today.
Spark Plug, it was my pleasure, man.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
All right. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading business professionals, like celebrity chef Marvin Woods. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another superb job. For more information about the Live Healthy and Thrive Expo, visit their website at livehealthyandthrive.com. This is Spark Plug encouraging you to come out to the Live Healthy and Thrive Expo on June 26th and 27th at the Cobb Galleria Center in Atlanta, Georgia. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.